Can you believe it? This is the 292nd day of 2015. Unbelievable. So let me tell you that on the 19th of October in 1386, the University of Heidelberg became, well, the first German university. It held its first lecture on this day. 1386. Oh, let me say goodbye to my daughter. Cheerio, Grace. Bye. Okay, now we get into more warlike things or more familiar things. This day in 1469, guess which pretty couple got married and changed the face of Europe? Ferdinand of Aragon and Isabella of Castile. They got married and we know kind of what happened next. 1512, Martin Luther became a doctor of theology. Yeah. What else can I tell you? Let's try getting you to the first Chief Justice of the United States. Now, the first Chief Justice of the United States was a guy called John Kay. And in 1789, he was sworn in. There we are. In 1812, what was happening to Napoleon Bonaparte? Want to guess what was happening to Napoleon Bonaparte on this day in 1812? He was retreating from Moscow. And the following year, on the same day, the Battle of Leipzig ended, and that gave him one of his worst defeats ever. Okay, let's see what happened next. In the American Civil War, in 1864, those of you who are students of American history, what happened, right? In the American Civil War, 1864, the Union Army destroyed the Confederate Army. A guy called Philip Sheridan destroyed the Confederate Army under a guy called Jubal Early in the Battle of Cedar Creek. I actually don't know how significant that was. Anyway, there we go. So, what else happened? Let's go across to... let's find something. First World War, right? What happened in 1914 in the First World War on the 19th of October? You may think nothing happened, but the First Battle of Ypres began. Yep. Okay, let's move on, right? What happened next? Let me find out. Let me see. Could anything significant have happened? Right, in 1944, during the Second World War, what did the United States do? On the 19th of October, right? Where do they force land? Not Japan, in the Philippines. Philippines, right? Let's see what happens during the Cold War in 1960. Now here, people who are listening to this start to have been alive by then, right? The United States imposed on this day, the 19th of October, 1960, a near total trade embargo against Cuba. And that's only just been barely unraveled as we speak. Right. Let me see. What else happened? Anything happened recently? Looks like some various things. When was Black Monday? What year was Black Monday in? Because it was the 19th of October. Right, you've had a chance. The Dow Jones fell by 22%. I mean, it's hard to imagine. 22%, 508 points. 1987. Right. Okay, here's an important date in the history of relationships between Ireland, well, the Republic of Ireland and the UK. And a film was made about it. In 1989, the convictions of the Guildford Four were quashed by the Court of Appeal in England and Wales. They'd already spent 15 years in prison. Right? 15 years in prison. Getting right up to the current day, when did Saddam Hussein go on trial in Baghdad for his crimes? Well, crimes against humanity. Which year? Okay, you've had a chance to guess. 2005. Yep, 2005. And okay, in the year 2014, right, exactly 1 year ago, right, what was it that made a close flyby past Mars, getting within 140,000 kilometers, right? What was it? Right, come on. It was the Oort Cloud Comet siding spring. There we are. If that means anything to you, I'm sure it'll be very meaningful. Okay, who was born? Who was born on this day? Let's start off with some modern people born on this day, right? Let's see if anybody recently was born on this day. Anybody I have heard of at all, right? This will tell you now how knowledgeable I am about people in the whole world. Right, a South African golfer, Louis Westhuizen. Right, 1982 he was born, a South African golfer. A damn good golfer, I can tell you that for nothing. Right, very good golfer. Right, now who else was born on this day, the 19th? The 19th. There's a whole load of people born, but I don't know any of them. Right, things are getting pretty difficult here now, but they're getting around to the time when I might have a chance, right? So what is the chance that I'd know any of these people? Do I know a Cuban-American boxer? No. Do I know an American rapper and producer? Do I know an American-English singer-songwriter, an actress? I do not. Ha-ha! I know this guy, Evander Holyfield. Evander Holyfield. What year do you think he was born? He's down here as a boxer and an actor. 1962. There we are. Now, who else can I give you? Let me see if I can get a few people in here quickly, because this is becoming a little slow, shall we say. I am not really getting anybody else here. This is obviously not a day to be born. So if any of you are born on this day, I'd be grateful if you get in touch with me and let me know. Yeah, because I'd like to know who was born on this day. I see loads and loads of people here. Aha! Here's somebody I know. Fantastic writer. Has given me hours and hours and hours of satisfaction. Right? A writer about intelligence matters. Yes, espionage, intelligence, that kind of stuff. When was John le Carré born? Now, here's a chance to guess. Right? 1931. Right. Manolo Escobar. Manolo Escobar. Spanish singer and actor. He died in 2013, but was born in 1931. Oh, here is a man whose work called Malignant Sadness. Malignant Sadness, I think it is, yes. The wonderful Lewis Walpert. Walpert. He lives in London. He works at the LSE, I think, if I'm not 100% sure about that. But he wrote a magnificent book about depression, his own depression, called Malignant Sadness, a book which gave me a lot of hope in my life, I have to say. When I read it, I felt it was the very best book I'd ever read about depression. And I would definitely, I've read it twice, I think it is, and I've dipped into it at other times, but I'm looking now back here to give you one more, right? One more person in the history of humankind who has been mentioned here on, there's nobody else, unless you're looking for Prince Hisaki of Japan. Born 1276, that's no good. I'm no good at that side, on the births, right? But look, maybe I'll be better on the deaths. Maybe I'll be better on the deaths. Let me see, who do I know? Oh my goodness, he died today. I'm going to have to do something about it. 1745, who died today? Very, very important person in the history of the English language. Very important person in the history of Irish writing. Jonathan Swift. Jonathan Dean Swift died in 1745, on the 19th of October. Now that is a pretty important date for me, right? I want to move on here now and quickly find you something else. I have a funny feeling that I should know some of these people. Aha! Here's one whose work I would highly recommend. What year was Edna St. Vincent Millay born? What year was Edna St. Vincent Millay? I never heard about her until fairly recently, like about the last 6 or 7 years. An American poet, 1950. Yep. There we are. There's a guy called George Wallace. Not the same guy, born 1960. He's an Australian comedian, actor and screenwriter. Right, what are we doing here? Let me see if there anybody else here. I don't know any Polish priest and martyr. Oh my goodness, in 1987, who died? A most wonderful cellist. Well, that's easy, I've given it to you away, haven't I? It's Jacqueline Dupré. Jacqueline Dupré died. Magnus Pike died this day, 1992. Yeah, 1992. Okay, I am intending to just give you one more. If I find two, I'll probably give you two, but I'm really not getting anywhere, really. I'm really not. Now, I could name read people from here because I can read, but that's no good. That's no good at all, right? Okay, so there we are. In case you're a Christian and you're into what feast day it is today, it's St. Paul of the Cross. And it's Mother Teresa Day in Albania. Wow, that's a bit of a surprise. I didn't think that there'd be any Mother Teresa Day in Albania. Okay, so that's it, the 19th of October, today's date. And it's a Monday in the year 2015. Bye-bye for now. Cheerio.